Jesus heals 10 lepers, Luke 17:11 and onwards. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where's the rest of them? Where's the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God except this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise and go your way. Your faith has made you whole." And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, Jesus answered and said unto them, "For the kingdom of God is right here among you." And he said unto his disciples, "The days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man and not be able to see it." And they said unto him, "Can you explain that a little?" Jesus said, "And they shall say unto you, see here or see there, go not after them or follow them. For as the lightning that shines out of the one part under heaven and shines all the way to the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff inside the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whoever shall lose his life for my sake shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be 2 in one bed, one shall be taken and the other left. 2 women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. 2 men shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. They answered him and said, "Where, Lord?" And he said unto them, "Wherever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together." And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, "There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, 'Avenge me of my adversary.' And he would not for a while, but afterward he said inside himself, 'Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wear me out.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bears right along with them? I tell you, he will avenge them, and speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?' And he spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. 2 men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortioners or unjust or adulterers or even like this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of everything I possess. But the publican, standing far off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coasts of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them right there. The Pharisees also came to him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more two, but one. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Then they said unto him, Why then did Moses command them to give a writing of divorcement, and to put her away? And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not that way. And I say unto you, whoever shall put away his wife, except it be for premarital sex, and shall marry someone else, commits adultery. And whoso marries her who is put away commits adultery. His disciples say unto him, If this is the case with a man's wife, maybe it's not good to marry. But he said unto them, All men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and some that were made eunuchs of men. And there are eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. And they brought young children to Jesus that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when he saw this, he was much displeased and said unto them, Allow the little children to come to me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say unto you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not even enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said, Which ones? Jesus said, You shall do no murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said unto him, All these things I've kept from my youth up. Do I still lack anything? Jesus said unto him, If you will be perfect, go and sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, then come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, Truly I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Well, who then can be saved? And Jesus beheld them, and he said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter answered and said unto him, Behold, we have left everything, we've forsaken it all, and followed you. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Truly I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatever's right I'll give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did the same thing. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle. And he said unto them, Why have you spent the whole day here idle? And they replied, Because no man has hired us. But he said unto them, You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, that you shall receive. So when evening had come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning from the last unto the first. But when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first people came that had worked all day, they supposed that they should receive more, and they also likewise received a penny. And when they had received it, they complained against the good men of the house and said, These last have worked but just 1 hour, and you've made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden in the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Look, friend, I don't do you any wrong. Didn't you agree with me for a penny a day? Take what is yours and go your way. I will give unto this last even as unto you. Isn't it lawful for me to do what I want with my own money? Is your eye evil because I am generous? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. As they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them all the things that were about to happen to him. And he said, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests, and unto the Pharisees and scribes. They shall condemn him to death, and they shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and scourge him, and spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Master, we would that you should do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said unto them, What would you have me do for you? And they said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one at your right hand and the other on your left, in your glory. But Jesus said unto them, You do not know what you're asking. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the same baptism that I am baptized with? And they said, We can. Jesus said unto them, You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal, you shall also be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard all of this, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, You know that they which are accounted worthy to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whoever shall be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever of you shall be chief shall be minister to all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people went with him, and blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth coming, he began to cry out, Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, You son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called over. And they called over the blind man and said unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he's asking for you. And so he, jumping up, cast away his garment and rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, What will you that I should do for you? The blind man said, Lord, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.